Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Another cup of encouragement for you on this beautiful and wondrous day. God's given us another day to go out and just live gloriously, so I trust that you will have the greatest day ever. Today, I want to talk about a strange paradox. Now, you get the concept of a paradox, I know, but I wanted to start in the scriptures in Proverbs chapter 25 in verse 6. Where the text says, "Don't demand an audience with the king or push for a place among the great." Now, in my early days, even in ministry, I always kind of treated ministry in my younger days as like a business. I wanted to climb the ladder. I wanted to be on a speaker's tour. I wanted big churches to hire me. I wanted to be able to have the right books. I wanted to speak at the right conferences. And oftentimes what happened is I demanded audiences with, well, I guess my version of the king, and to push for a place among the great. And honestly, the harder I pushed, I could accomplish it in the flesh, but the Lord, I was certain, wasn't blessing it. Now let's go over to what Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27. "Instead, God chose things the world considers foolish in order to shame those who think they are wise. And he chose things that are powerless to shame those who are powerful." You know, it's a strange paradox that God's kingdom works totally opposite to the world's principles. I mean, think about it. If you want to find yourself, lose yourself. If you want to be first, you got to be last. If you want your voice to be heard, then our motivation has to be understood. You know, this is one of those things that it just seems completely backwards, doesn't it? That Jesus came and he offered this totally unique paradox of everything we knew. He came and the world wanted him to have a mighty army and this powerful kingdom that would run over everything. And Jesus came with a kingdom that was built upon love, built upon peace, built upon hope, and built upon him. It's a strange paradox, God's kingdom, because it works so opposite to the world's principles. Our principles are basically that we want to be great and mighty and have a name and have fame and have money, but in 1 Corinthians 1:27, it says God chose the things the world considers foolish in order to shame those who think they're wise, and he chose things that are powerless to shame those who are powerful. It is as though Jesus said, "Stop fighting to prove that you're right and love me. Stop trying to prove what you believe is right and trust me." It's like Jesus is saying, as he did teach us, don't fight back, simply trust me because I'll take care of this. But isn't that the most difficult thing to do in our life? God chooses the weak and foolish things to shame the wise. What does that mean that our desire is to be? Well, honestly, I've got both of them figured out, and it came to me naturally. I'm foolish by nature, and I'm pretty stinking weak. It is so that we have nothing to boast about or pride in. Friend, listen, this isn't about being a pansy. This isn't about letting people run over you. This is about learning that in a world that is interested in establishing credentials and ensuring social climb by our affiliations, this is not the Lord's way. The Bible unashamedly lists out the deserted and destitute among the lineage of Jesus. It doesn't hide or justify the dysfunctional and the unimpressive line of Jesus' ancestors. It's more liberating when we don't make some grandiose pitch of ourselves, but choose to work as one who know that we are the weak and the foolish with humble backgrounds, possibly dysfunctional backgrounds, that God proudly chooses to address as heir and co-heirs of his Son, the Lord Jesus. So friend, today, wrap your head, your heart, and your arms around the dysfunction of trying to realize God's kingdom is so counterculture to our culture. And realize whatever the world is saying to you, let His word stand above it all. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on this cup of encouragement on today's weekday podcast. And I look forward to seeing you back again very soon. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.